Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
Good evening.
We are waiting. It's just you and the family here online right now. So we're gonna give it a couple of minutes before we do the audio reading.
All right.
Okay, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start with 1 Kings 11.
Okay. Do you hear it?
And Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, Forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but give one tribe to thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite, for he was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. But Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran. And they came to Egypt, unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him an house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen. And the sister of Tahpenes bare him Genubat, his son, whom Tahpenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubat was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, Let me depart, that I may go to mine own country. Then Pharaoh said unto him, But what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country? And he answered, Nothing. Howbeit, let me go in any wise. And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him, and became captain over a band, when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt therein, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Milo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field, and Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces, and he said to Jeroboam, Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life, for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light alway before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose, and fled into Egypt, unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.
Amen. Amen. Hello. Hello.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ain't nobody there no more.
Sorry, I had a hard time following First Kings.
Okay, here you are.
So far we have Auntie Dot, Brother Hubert, Angela, myself, and Auntie Carrie. Maybe Mother May. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. We're meeting to give God praise and to honor his name. Let's give God a mighty praise right now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We pray that you brought some good news to share. And Angela will, Auntie Carrie will come to us to bless the line. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thank you for another day and another day of your blessing, keeping us safe and protecting us from all harm. We ask that you bless this prayer meeting, keep us alert, keep our ears open and our heart to receive your word. We ask as we spend time with you, thank you for your word. Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our first song is He Got the Whole World in His Hands.
God the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole in his hand. He's got this whole
I'm going out the air. Hello. Hello.
Okay, he got the whole world in his hand. Wasn't the version, but it was all means the same, that God has the whole world in his hand. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have a caller that I'm not familiar with. The last four digits of the number is 4289.
That's me.
If you just want to, I'm sorry.
That's me.
Your name?
Nicole.
Nicole? And you can participate or you could be a listener, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we need Auntie. Oh, Carrie already did this. Okay, now we will get started with our program. I will start out with Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Book of Psalms, Psalms 24, verse 26 to 34. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he had done to me. I paid that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacked judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Auntie Carrie? Okay, I will just move on. Maybe she have us on mute. I will start out with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 37, 1 through 60. Said, how do we respond when we look at those who do evil and seek to get away with it? And even talking across the board, how should we as Christians respond? Recently, pastor that I know counseled a secretary who had faced long-standing abuse from an employee. The anxiety she felt had reached a danger level. As a result, she took a weapon to work. The secretary, who had shown no previous violent behavior, was ready to choose murder as a response to the boss who had humiliated her with verbal attack, sex abuse, and unfair demand. David, the writer of the Psalm 37, gives us seven insights into the proper Christian responds. First, he said, do not fear. We are not to become annoyed or envious of anyone who does wrong. David assures us that this day, though they may seem easy and prosperous as numbers, for lack of the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plant, they will soon die away. Second, we must trust in the Lord for what he needs. David drawn on the experience of God's faithfulness in the past and say, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsake of their children begging for bread. Even though evil seems more possible and secure, we are to do good and depend on the Lord for what we need. Third, we must refrain from anger and turn from wrath, for anger only potential the cycle of hate and reliability. Rather than responding with violence, we are to be still and before the Lord and wait patiently for him. For God is faithful and will give ultimatum deal justice to the faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
For that reading, Mother May, out of Psalms. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say a prayer. I'm going to start it off with Heavenly Father, we bow in worship and praise before you. We cover ourselves with the, we ask that you cover our family with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as our protector during this time, Father God. We surrender ourselves completely and unreservedly in every area of our lives to you. We do not take a stand against all the working of Satan that would hinder us in this time of prayer. and we address ourselves only to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in our prayer. So now, Satan, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave our presence with all your demons and bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us. Heavenly Father, come and open our eyes that we might see how great you are and how complete your provision is for this new day. We do, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take our place with Christ in the heavens with all principalities and powers of darkness and wicked spirits under our feet. We are thankful that the victory of Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us, that we are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly. Therefore, we declare that all principalities and powers and all wicked spirits are subject to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful for the armor, Father God, that you have provided, and we put on the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the helmet of salvation. We lift up the shield of faith, Father, against all the fiery darts of the enemy, and taking in our hand the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and use your word against all the forces of evil in our lives, Father. We put on this armor and live and pray in complete dependence upon you. Blessed the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from Colossians chapter 2. For I would that you knew that great conflict that I have for you, and then at Laodicea, and for as many as has not seen my face in the flesh, that their heart might be confronted, being knitted together in love, and unto all riches of all assurance of understanding, and to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And as I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing word, for that thought is to be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And as therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abound therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all fullness of the Godhead body, and you are completely in him, which is the head of the principle and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, and putting off the body and the sin of flesh by circumcising unto Christ. Bear with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith and operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that read, and Auntie Carrie out of Colossians. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 20.
The Lord hear thee in the days of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of thine. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burning sacrifice. Grant thee according to their own heart and fill all their counsel. We will rejoice in their salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banner. Lord, fill all their petition. Now know I that the Lord save his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some crushed in character and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Auntie Doc, did you say you came out of Psalm
20?
Okay. All right. Praise God. Okay, I will go next, and I am coming out of Corinthians 13.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 13. And it goes on to say, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only resounding gongs or clinging cymbals. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. God is love, never changing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. For love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of, I lost my place. Sorry. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only reflections as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. We're on the part where we recognize our sick and shut-in. Anyone I need to add or take off?
Your cousin, I'm going to ask for a prayer for you. For your first cousin.
What's the name?
Don.
Don. Okay.
No. Don, no. I told you about the cousin.
Oh,
no. About the Henry son. The oldest son died.
Okay. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for everything that you do for us, for our sick and shut-in, every second of the day, especially for Auntie Wallene, Kamisha, Jackie, Marianne, Joseph, Sister Shirley and family, Auntie Betty and family, Angela and her family, Uncle James, the Lowe's family, the Williams family, Norris, Brian, Tangi, Sylvia, and Cousin Don. And for anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we trust in your word that says, by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for your words and know that they would never change. And we know that you would not put more on us than we can bear. We are praying for complete healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we're moving right along here. We have birthdays. The week of July 31st, is it? Through August 6th.
All right, for August the 1st, my very own Auntie Marie's birthday. On August the 3rd, we have Afia and Sharita Williams' birthday. On August the 4th, we have our very own Mother May's birthday. And then on August the 6th, we have Tamara's birthday. Oh, I got a lot of fourths. How did I skip that? On the 4th, we got Mother May, Travis, and Jarita.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me see. Whose turn is it? Sting. Okay, let's see here. How about Brother Hubert? Birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
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 For that birthday song. And then we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report testimony, a song or a poem, or even more Bible verses. And now we'll go down the list and you just share or pass. I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I just want us to keep in mind our cousin that died yesterday, Don Nellum, Uncle Henry's son, and we keep that family lifted up in prayer, and also all the other people that have death in their family. So we just want to lift up them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing Thank you for sharing that information with us, Auntie Terry, about our cousin Don. Next I have Sister Angela. Is there a praise report? Okay. Mother May, are you ready to share praise report testimony?
Okay.
You pass? Okay. I will go next. And I am rest, it says, the title is Rest and Wait. And you can get the reading out of Habakkuk, too. I know God has put dreams and desires in your heart, things you are hoping for, praying about, and believing in. The Bible says if we pray in faith according to God's word, then God will hear us and answer those prayers. So when you have a dream from God in your heart, you don't have to struggle and try to force it to happen. You don't have to worry or be frustrated, wondering if it's ever going to come to pass. When you have the promises of God deep in your heart, the Bible says you will enter into the rest of God. That's a place of total trust. A place where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to see you through. It is a place of faith, knowing that God is in complete control. And at the exact right time, he will bring your dream to pass. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Auntie Dot? Praise
report testimony from upon. You pass. I pass.
Okay.
I
pass.
Amen. Brother Hubert.
I'll be coming out the red book, Decoration for the Coming Storm. Pastor John Key Patrick. Brothers and sisters, let not your heart be troubled. Be it known this day that the hand of the Lord rests upon you and your seed. I declare that you are the blessing of the Lord and that the blessing of the Lord shall search you out and find you to bestow upon you your God bounty. I proclaim that you will see with your eyes the reward of the wicked. But because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. God has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. God declared that he will deliver you and set you on high. You will call and he will answer. He will be with you in trouble and will honor you. You shall have long life and you shall see the salvation of the Lord. I declare, proclaim, and decree that this house shall be a Goshen, a place of safety, a place of security, a harbor of peace of rare abundance, and a house of more than enough. Your arms shall be remembered as a memorial before the Lord. Your love for Israel, both the land and God's people, the Jews, will not go unrewarded. The heavens are open over this place and this people. Let not your heart fear or tremble. God is not a man that he should lie, but his word is sure, and it will surely come to pass with every benefit and blessing he promised. Now the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Go in peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hubert. Out of the red. Okay, next I have Sister Angela. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to do a poem titled Family by Cassandra Bull. Okay.
a mom in your corner when times are bad, a sister to call when you're feeling sad, being a friend when your brother has a breakup, a bear hug from your dad when you kiss and make up, helping your aunt with the pies and cakes, eating at the table with your cousins on holidays, grooving to the sounds of R&B, or all the guys watching the games on TV. All the kids in the basement playing together or in the backyard, depending on the weather, laughing and screaming and all their fun, precious moments you take for granted when you're young. Grandma and grandpa enjoying the scenes of family eating, playing cards, or watching the game. Reminiscing on many years long gone of other relatives and friends that have passed on. Taking pictures for our future generations to see as evidence of our family unity. Amen.
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 Beautiful poem. Thank you, Sister Angela, for that poem about family unity. Okay. We have reached a part where we assign parts for next week. I have 1 Kings 12. Any takers for that?
I'll take it, Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, I heard your voice first. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So, Auntie Dot, you want to do the opening prayer?
But you going to give it to me anyway?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
I do it.
Okay.
I do it.
And I need a closer. Any takers for a closing prayer next week? Brother Hubert, did you say something?
Yeah, I did.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So we got everything set for next week. Let's see, who's doing the closing prayer today? Mom, Mother May.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day and thank everyone that on the prayer line, and we give you the praise, Lord, and the honor. And Lord, help us to discern hopelessness, despair, and fear in your people. Give us the understanding and wisdom to know what we must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help us to remain faithful to you. And never, you are never changing, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Mother May, for that closing prayer. The song I have is Wait on Him by Elevation and Maverick. And she's going to play a portion of it, and then we're going to do the conclusion, and then she'll just play the rest at the end. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe in fairy tales. Guess I'll outgrow them. That doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen him in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said you'll perform, may not be how I want you to. But here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you.
You're so wrong, but God said,
I think I've said this already one time, but I'm say it again. I really enjoyed all the sisters, all my aunties being here a couple of weeks back, and I really enjoyed their company. And I'd like to thank the Lord for healing my great nephew from the illness that he had. And I pray that God keep our house in order. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, sharing that. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We pray that everything that was shared will help us in our walk with Jesus this week in faith. Father God, we ask that you send your hedge of angels down to watch over, especially the ones that are here and the ones that are not here. Father God, we love you and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We are calling on Traveling Mercy for anyone that may be traveling this week. And we will continue to lift Sister Shirley up in prayer. Everyone have a blessed week and keep God first. We love you and thank you for loving us, Lord. And good night.
Good night. And we love you all, too. And have a blessed
day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to go. Have a blessed week and keep God first. Amen.